I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I am your worst nightmare.
No wonder the middle class is so angry.
You're a cool, very angry lady.
I brought my douchebag water in here.
I didn't say douchebag.
I brought my Amy Coate douchebag water in here because I am so excited / scared for myself to tell you what's been going on. I sent you a text yesterday just to give you a heads up. Like, we had one thing planned, but then I'm like, stop everything we've ever thought before in our lives. This has got to take precedence over everything else.
I know. So how's the water going to help? The douche water.
It's in a douchebag cup. I'm not drinking douche water.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm sorry. I was confused because I didn't say douchebag.
But I need it because there's so much that I have to say. I might need to take a water break in between.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think I'm building this up at all?
Yeah.
I'm not. Okay. I'm really not.
Oh.
I promise.
Okay.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's full of content this week. So much is happening in her life, but enough of Game of Thrones talk. Lacey texted with me last night, a big tease, and my only question is, who is she beefing with now?
Oh my gosh, it's so hardcore. She's too busy sharing her podcasting talents to get her actual work done. She could be making graphics or napping or lugging her kids around. But instead, she's here by my side because I need her, both I'll do a great start so far. It's because of my nerves, because of what I have to tell you.
I can feel it.
Because normally I can read.
Yeah.
I can talk.
Me too.
I got this.
We're professionals.
Yeah. Reset. She's too busy staring.
Why am I making you so nervous?
I'm going to get through it. She's too busy sharing her podcasting talents to get her actual work done. She could be making graphics or napping or lugging her kids around, but instead she's here by my side because I need her, both personally and professionally. But what she doesn't know is I may be stealing her Angriest Person Ever title. The girl formerly known as the angriest person in the office has a name, and it is
Amy Nichols. I share that title with Robert.
You do.
But you think you've topped us?
Maybe, because of what happened yesterday. What happened yesterday was so intense that I had to, in the heat of the moment and the anger of it all, I had to stop and take notes.
That sounds so unserious.
And I had to take it all out in my notes because I could not react the way that I wanted to. In marriage, you have to pick your battles.
Yes, you do. Absolutely.
And I was so flippin' angry, but I could not react the way that I wanted to.
That shows maturity. That shows that you're growing as a person.
That's what a lot of people say about me. Yeah. That I'm mature and I'm a grown person.
Not groin.
Okay, so here's what happened. I made dinner last night.
Whoa.
And Jeremy offered to go to the store for me. And normally, I don't like my husband Jeremy to go to the store because he'll be out all day long and then come home with groceries at like 6:30. Well, I want dinner by then.
Yeah, it's just not reliable. You need to live by a schedule because of our work schedule.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry.
Oh, girl, I know. I have multiple meals a day.
So I had this dinner all picked out and I got home. I was really tired because I had been staying up late watching TV, watching a certain show that I'm not going to talk about. So I was tired and I was going to stop at the store on the way home, but it was storming super bad yesterday. So I didn't want to go grocery shopping whenever it's storming out.
Oh gosh, it's worse because it's the loading and the unloading with all of the bags.
Mm-hmm. And so Jeremy kept saying, well, I'll go to the store for you. I'll go to the store for you. And so I texted him before I took a nap. I said, here's what I need. if you make it to the store before me, you can buy all this. If I wake up and I don't have a text from you, I'm going to the store and I'll let you know. So it's just whoever gets to the store
right,
first.
Sounds clear to me.
So I wake up from a text from him. He texted me at 3:30. I woke up at 4:30. Said, I'm going to the store. I'm getting everything. I'm like, wow. So I got up. Dude's got it. I got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
I got up. I did a little bit of workout. Unloaded the dishwasher. Started getting everything ready in the kitchen. Keep getting phone calls from him. Because that is the one downside of the husband grocery shopping. I love him, but he doesn't seem to be able to do it on his own.
Well, sometimes there's a specific brand or... where is this thing? Which I tell my husband, Josh, you can always ask someone who mm-hmm. works there. They mm-hmm. they know the aisles and stuff.
Yeah, that's their job. So I have this rule that I don't know that I've ever necessarily told Jeremy, but if he calls me and I know he's just calling me to talk and I'm on the phone with my mom or I'm doing something, I don't always answer. Exception to that rule is if he's grocery shopping because he needs help. So I need to be there for him yeah. in case he has any questions support, or he needs anything.
Support through it all. That's what marriage is all about.
So I was making a chicken marsala Lombardi is what it was called.
That sounds fancy.
And he called me first and said, hey, Target didn't have any marsala. I said, are you sure it's going to be here with these different sauces and oils? Nope, they didn't have it. I'm going to run somewhere else. So I was like, okay. Goes to another store. Says that they don't have it. Called me and said, hey, I'm going to go to the liquor store. I called the liquor store. They said they have Marsala wine. Do you want sweet or dry? I was like, I don't know. I have no idea. It's really not that big of a deal, but it does suck because that is the basis of what I'm cooking. Mm-hmm. So had I probably could have just changed something. Maybe done sherry instead.
Well, I mean, you had your mind set on it. He said he had it.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that he could get this done.
Yeah. So, and he did. I wouldn't have thought to go to Specs, the liquor
Me
store.
Neither.
I wouldn't
sorry.
Have thought about that.
I don't even know what Marsala is. I didn't know that was a wine.
It's a wine,
and it
but
was a sauce.
Yes. I mean, you don't get it from the wine section, though. That's why I don't know.
Like balsamic vinegar
yes.
and all that.
So I don't know if he was in the right place anyway or exactly what happened or if he went to where he thought it was and couldn't find it. I don't know. But fine. So he comes home with all of the stuff that I asked for and more.
Yay, Jeremy.
Yeah. So good job. Now, granted, what? He texted me at 3:30.
What
I don't
time?
Think he got home till almost 5. So, no, maybe even 5:30.
Okay, so 30 minutes before your cutoff when you're angry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already supposed to be eating now.
But he comes home with it. So great. He also got cheese. I love cheese.
Yeah.
So he's feeding me cheese Aww. While I'm cooking dinner.
Look.
Cheese and crackers. I did not tell him, did you know that crackers are carbs? I just let him enjoy his crackers. I thought
because he's carb-free and he doesn't know that it's full of carbs.
I think maybe the carb-free lasted a day. But yeah, I wasn't a smart ass. I didn't tell him that. Well, anyway, so I'm cooking and I get everything done. I'm getting ready to put it in the oven. And I'm going through my vegetable drawer and where is this?
Oh.
I'm looking, taking out all the little baggies, can't find it. Finally I go, did you do something with my green onions? Yeah, I threw them out, they look old. I, in my Kelly Raspberry voice, go, why would you do that? Why would you do that? You don't throw away stuff. First off, it's not old. I bought that stuff on Monday and I had enough left over so I could use it for my dinner tonight. I did not ask you to get me more green onions because you know why? Because I've got green onions in the vegetable crisper right now. We've got old vegetables in there. You know what they're still doing? They're still in there because he doesn't throw things away. Why are you going to throw away the one thing that I need? I was so irrationally angry, Amy.
Yes.
I'm still angry about
yes.
it.
Oh, I see.
Because, go ahead.
Well, do you see the face of understanding right now?
Mm-hmm.
I have had this exact argument, like unreasonably crazy angry over the groceries.
Yes.
I hate it. I mm-hmm. hate grocery shopping. I do it once a week, and I have everything mapped out, every meal, every ingredient I need, snacks, whatever. I have it in the house. Those kids and my husband will go get the cheese they're not supposed to get because it's designated food for the cooking. There's designated snack food. You can eat whatever you want in the snack food. Do not eat my designated cooking food. I understand where you're coming from.
Okay, think one step further, though. So not only am I mad because you're throwing away groceries that I had for something while I'm cooking dinner, too. You've had all the time in the world to go through the fridge if you wanted to and throw stuff away, but he never freaking does that. Think, why else am I mad, though, Amy?
I don't know. It's self-hatred because you throw his things without asking away, and he did the exact same thing to you.
Okay, well, first off, you're a bitch. And no, what I was actually going to say is because the one thing in life that I want him to do is to throw some of his crap away, and he won't do it, oh. But he's throwing away my groceries.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did that one wrong. I mean, I had the right subject matter, but I mixed it up. I'm sorry.
I was so flipping mad. I'm texting my neighbor and I'm just like, oh, girl, do you please tell me you have some green onions? I need some green onions. I have regular onions, but that's not what it calls for. That's not what I want. It calls for green onions. And I sent him the recipe because I wanted to see if he wanted that for dinner or not. And he said yes. And you could see in the recipe that I had green onions on top. So I text my neighbor. I asked her for onions. She's like, no, girl, I'm so sorry. I don't have any onions. And I'm like, I don't want any onions. I want green onions. And I'm raging the F out right now. But I'm holding it in because that's what a sane person would do, because that's healthy.
Well, I'm not sane then, because I totally rage out. I throw my hands up. My volume goes up. I want to make it very clear that I'm angry. Do you know I'm angry? I'm angry. And it's about this, 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 and this. You're doing it wrong.
Yes.
And I'm pissed.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I couldn't be that mad at him because he did go grocery shopping. So that's the only reason that I held it in. Had I have gone grocery shopping and that would have happened, last night would have not been an enjoyable night in my house.
No, still, I would have been mad still, even if I did the grocery shopping, because I'm expecting the green onions to be in that crisper. So if I'd gone to the store and come back and they weren't there, because I don't need to buy new green onions because I know they're in the fridge. But you didn't know. He threw it away. I'd be mad. I'm not going to the store again. I hate going.
So mad. But I held my rage in just so I'm not a crazy person. But I also know that that's unhealthy. And then the whole time he's eating dinner, he's like, man, this is really good. It's a new recipe. I've never done it before. This is really good. You know what it's missing? It's missing some green onions. I almost went there. I almost went Amy voice on that. Amy language on that one. I almost said it. Oh.
It would taste so much better with the green onions.
Yes. Oh, I was so angry. I'm still angry about it just because why? I want you to throw things away and you do not. But do you know what immediately happened, Amy? We haven't even eaten yet. I'm getting dinner out of the oven. And Jeremy goes in the garage and he's like, hey, where's my bag of stuff from my old car? I don't know what you're talking about. It was right here. I didn't touch anything. Did you throw it away? I don't think so.
Are you straight up lying?
There's a trash bag. There's a trash bag right there. And he picks up the trash bag and looks inside and there is his stuff. But in my defense.
So you throw it away and just leave it in a trash bag right next to the box?
That was his trash bag that he never got rid of. But yes, that is how he works. That trash bag is now going to live in my garage until I get rid of it, because he's never going to. Because step one is to just gather stuff. And then there are no steps after that because it never, ever gets completed. But in my defense, I did not know what I was throwing away because it was a bunch of messy papers and like plastic in a plastic bag. It looked like trash. It wasn't neatly stacked where you can tell I took this from one car to the next. Plus, why are you just gonna have a bunch of random paper sitting out here? I looked at the paper. It all looked like trash. It wasn't like insurance or something or something. Sure, there was a eyeglasses case in there, sunglasses case in there, but he also has a nifty new little sunglass case that comes with his car, so I thought he was getting rid of it. So yeah, I threw it away.
Well, you said you didn't know.
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. So, I mean, as soon as he said it, I was like, crap, I hope that's not what I think it was. Because I was was throwing stuff away.
Yeah.
Because while I'm cleaning out the garage, if I'd ask him, like, hey, do you need this? Then he's like, I'm gonna take care of it. He's the king of, I will take care of everything. But he doesn't take care of everything. So then I have to go behind him. But he gets mad if I'm asking him. And he's like, well, this is just making the process so much longer. So just let me do it and quit asking me. So I don't ask him. So you know what? Bag of crap. Random bag of crap that has no place in here. I threw it away.
So was he enraged?
No.
So he was okay?
Yeah, because he found it.
So you're the only one angry?
Yeah, I'm still angry about it. I'm still very angry about it. He ruined my dinner last night because he threw out the green onions.
It was a meal ruiner. Yes. I agree.
See, you don't think I'm irrationally mad?
Well, I mean, yes, but I've been there. I do it all the time. I kind of hinted at it the other day on the podcast. I was never going to do something again. Mm-hmm. Because me and Josh were in a disagreement about mowing the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted to do it. I told him I wanted to do it because he does the weed eating and he had like a chainsaw. He was going to cut this tree down that had fallen and he was going to like cut it into pieces for next winter for him to throw in the fireplace. And he had like all these things. You know, there's, you trim the bushes, you can do all those things. All I know how to do is mow the lawn. That's the only device I know how to use.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him to please leave it for me because I want to contribute. It was a good thing coming from my heart is what I wanted. And he did not listen to me. And he mowed the lawn. I think it was punishment. So my punishment is I will never, ever help him mow the lawn again. Good luck. If he's got it, okay, cool. Not my problem anymore.
Are you going to stick through to that promise?
Yes. Like I said, I do not bluff. So, yeah, I mean, I was really, really mad about it. And for what reason? Because he mowed the lawn? Mm-hmm. He did something that I now don't have to do?
Mm-hmm. That was ever
stupid.
Again?
Yeah. It was stupid. It's a stupid thing to be angry about. So, I totally get it. You are crazy. But
for sure.
We are all crazy.
I was proud of myself for holding it in, for not just completely bitching out on him.
Yeah, well, you're better than me because I can't hold it in.
But I'm trying to think of the last time I got irrationally mad. I mean, I know recently I talked about me pulling over on the opposite side of the road for a funeral procession in construction, and somebody came up to my car and I raged out on them. I guess I inner raged out on them because I just waved at them and said, thank you for being so respectful, and drove off. So maybe that was a little bit, although I did make him wait while I was on the phone. He's sitting there at my window and I'm like, wait. Yeah, so I don't remember the last time I was that irrationally mad about something. It pissed me off. It pissed me off so bad.
Maybe the snapped whenever you were cooking, you had the butcher knife in your hand and Jeremy pushed you a little too far.
I think that was understandable though. I think he was asking for it. I think that was a dumb husband move to pick a fight with me while I'm watching Snapped with a knife in my hand.
I get mad over little things and I have a hard time letting it go. I say
hello.
I say that I process things really quickly and I get over it, but I think it just depends on the subject matter. Sometimes I just don't forgive.
Yeah. I never forget, and I'm the queen of throwing it up in somebody's face. Not in a bad way, not if it's something serious. If you really, really hurt me, I don't think that I would throw it up in your face. But Anna, I don't touch Anna anymore because I air humped her one time. So she says, I think I was giving her a hug. She says that I air humped her, but I remember that. I'll never forget. I don't touch her anymore. Or if I do, I'm like, I'm so sorry, but I have to touch you. Like Taylor Swift Day, I needed her in my arms. So on that day, I would touch her. But the rest of the time, I don't touch her.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah. If someone asks us from something, especially a friend, someone we care about, we should probably respect it.
But I'm a hugger. But I like people. I like the nice embrace.
I like it sometimes. Oh. I have I saw a tweet the other day. We were supposed to do help wanted signs, and this was kind of an inspiration. But if I'm being social, this is from Aaron on Twitter. If I'm being social at a bar, cut off. Sorry. If I'm being social at a bar, cut me off because that means I'm absolutely wasted. So that's the only time that I'm super friendly. If I'm liking you, it's because I had a little too much to drink.
I felt that way the other day because I was hanging out with a bunch of strangers and then Maria and her friend. And I didn't know a table full of people. And normally I'm not going to talk to other people just because it's weird. I have to introduce myself to this whole table of people who don't care that I'm there just to sit there and not talk to them. But then this night, for some reason, I was Miss Social Butterfly. I was talking to everybody. And I was even wondering, like, what's wrong with me? Because I don't do that. I'm the awkward person in this situation just because I don't know.
You can't take that title. First, you take the angry title away, and now you're taking the awkward,
yes,
socially awkward.
You get nothing.
Title? Golly. That's me.
So I want to share this story with you just because it's something near and dear to me all the way around. It involves old people and being petty. And I love me some old people. And I admire the petty. I don't know how to be petty enough.
I need to be taught.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Yeah.
But I just, I think I chicken out sometimes.
I know one time Jeremy made me mad and I had just made some tuna. And I think I rubbed like my tuna thing on his backpack and he hates tuna.
Wait, what? Like the juice?
Like
tuna juice?
Like, I think it was my spoon that I mixed everything up with. So I had my tuna spoon.
That's so random.
I know. But I also did it to you one time because you
did
made
you
me mad.
Really?
You made me mad. And I had eaten tuna. I don't believe it was the same time. I don't know why. But I had eaten some tuna. And I think it's whenever I thought that you and Trey didn't like me. And I'm like, you know what? Screw both of them. And so I had some tuna. And instead of throwing it away in the trash can by your desk, I threw it away beside the trash can by your desk, hoping like you'd smell a little bit of tuna.
What is wrong with you?
Because if you're gonna get somebody back with some tuna, that's pretty good.
Oh my god.
Maybe I am petty.
You tuna'd me.
Yeah. So anyway, so this is a petty old person. So I really respect them. Are you mad at me?
Yeah,
I've never told you that before.
I'm not mad, I'm gonna get even.
Oh, I also just remembered.
You did something else?
Well,
confession time.
I know. This was funny. This wasn't meant to be petty. This was just me being stupid. I wore my Chucks up here one day. I do often, and I don't wear socks with them. They're the no sock kind. Well, then you take them off and your feet sink a little bit. My feet sink a little bit. So you and I had come into the Canal Side Lounge to work out, and I took my shoes off and I was like, do my feet stink? Oh, that does stink. Well, I didn't want to work out next to the stink and I didn't want to subject you to the stink. So I went and put them right beside Cammie's desk.
Oh, yeah.
Just to see if she'd be like, what is this funky smell? And find them. But she never said anything. So surprise.
Well, also, the problem is like it's coming from your feet. Like the smell isn't necessarily the shoe, it's your feet too. So you can't run away from that. I've been walking down the mall during the aisle and I was wearing my smelly shoes and it was so bad. Like I'm what, 5'5" and it's at least 5 feet from my nose because I'm standing up, but I could still smell it.
Kid Craddock walked in on me one time. I was back in the call screener room and I had my shoes off and I had put Purell all over my feet and I was rubbing my feet together and he walked in and was like, what the hell are you doing? And I was like, my feet stink. So I was taking care of them. He just turned around and walked back out. That was usually his reaction with me is, what is wrong with you? And then leave.
I need to write down that you need socks. That's your next gift. If I don't write it down, I'll forget. But you need socks.
Some shoes don't go with them, though.
I know. But
even
the no-show.
I don't like those. Okay, so anyway, back to this petty old person. So there's this 82-year-old woman named Stella living in Scotland. And back in 2016, she had a falling out with the family that lived next door to her. Mm-hmm. Well, she started torturing the family by blasting her music at all hours.
This is the grandma?
Yes, the 82-year-old. She was blasting music from the 1920s.
Oh my gosh.
But she was doing it just to make her neighbors crazy. When the cops finally showed up after more than a year of complaints, they found Stella had her speakers pointed at the wall towards her neighbor's house,
and she was
wearing earplugs.
Oh my god.
After 2 years of blasting her music, she was finally arrested last year on a charge of engaging in a course of conduct to cause fear or alarm. And she pled guilty and was fined $585.
What?
And she has since moved.
love this so much.
Don't be messing with your old people. You got to love them like I do.
Oh my gosh.
Just blaring music at the wall towards them. You got to be nice to your neighbors, man.
You really do. You really do. You're stuck with them.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
Jeremy.
What? Next level.
Jeremy warned me because whenever we lived in our apartment together, I was down the road at a convenience store. And sure, it's the local convenience store, but still it's down the road a little ways. Well, I'm at the convenience store and I'm pulling out and this van cut me off. And I was like, stupid people, they're not even paying attention. Well, then there's construction and I got in the appropriate lane knowing that the construction was going to cut this lane off.
Yeah.
Well, this van was in the construction lane and then cut me off again coming in here. Well, then I lost it. And I'm blaring on my horn and I'm pointing the finger at him and I'm just completely road raging out. And then as soon as the other lane opened, I got in front of them. I cut them off. I didn't have a sunroof at the time, so I held my entire hand out the window, flicking them off. And I'm just angry, angry, angry. Well, then I drive down the road to my apartment. I'm not angry anymore. Like a moment's passed, you know, I got that bipolar working for me. Right. So I'm good in another minute or so. So I pull inside my apartment, I go through the gate, park in the back, get out of my car, lock it. I have this foreign woman come up to me and she goes, excuse me, were you pointing a finger at me? And I was confused. And then I looked at her. I said, oh, are you that idiot in the van? No, I wasn't pointing a finger at you. I was flicking you off. That's international for you can't effing drive. And I'm thinking she's coming up to me to start something with me because I just road raged out on her.
Yeah.
So I'm not backing down at this point. Mm-mm. I'm like, well, you're an idiot and you cut me off twice and you need to learn how to drive and da 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 da. Well, then I realized she was trying to defuse the situation because she had just moved in with my neighbor and my neighbor recognized me immediately. He was some Brazilian dude. He recognized me immediately and was like, what'd you do to piss my neighbor off as I'm like road raging out on them? So she comes up to me because she didn't want to have a problem
right.
living in the same apartment.
But you wouldn't let her.
After a moment, I stopped after I realized that I wasn't under attack. I thought she was coming to attack me.
But, wow.
But yeah, after a moment, I was like, no, I'm not going to mess with your house. That was just road rage. I leave my road rage out on the road. Your house will be safe. But whenever we moved to our house, Jeremy was like, please don't piss off our neighbors because we're going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
But I live in a neighborhood, so I'm not needing to cut people off and stuff. I'm going the speed limit.
Right.
I'm good in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
We got kids around.
Yeah.
This was a busy street. This was different.
Well.
I'm feeling judged right now.
No, not at all. I'm trying to think. I had a story, but I forgot it.
Because I've been talking too much the whole time I'm talking. It's like,
no, that is not what I said. I had it and then I started listening. I shouldn't listen to you is the problem. Because I started listening and I forgot.
Today I'm going to be a better person. Also, Jeremy's at work, so I don't know.
That'll help.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I love this.
Oh, okay. So I'm a big fat loser.
No,
but
you're not.
Not everything's bad in my life. You want to know why?
I bet I can guess.
What? Was that a word? I said, it was like why and what at the same time. Why? It's because I see a nice big fat nap in my future and I'm going to get to crawl into bed in my Brooklinen sheets.
Yeah, it'll be nice that Jeremy won't be there, but even when he is there, they're Brooklinen sheets. I mean, they're luxurious hotel quality sheets.
They are so incredible feeling. My naps have been on point lately. That's why I took such a big fat nap yesterday while my husband was running around town looking for some Marsala wine. But I really love my Brooklinen sheets, and I know that you will too once you get some, and we'll help hook you up with a cool promo code so you can get a discount on yours.
They have 35,000 five-star reviews, more than any other online bedding company. That's 500,000 happy sleepers and counting.
Yeah, so we're not the only ones who are super enthusiastic about these sheets. Try them for yourself and you're going to quickly find out that you love them, that they are, in fact, the best sheets ever. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, and now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off your first order and free shipping is to use the promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code LOOSELIPS. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever.
Yeah, get them for your mom. There's like mix and match, 25 colors and patterns. Go for it.
They would make a really great Mother's Day gift.
They would.
Speaking of Mother's Day, we want to wish you all a very happy Mother's Day. I know we have a bunch of mommy lippy hippies. So happy Mother's Day to you all. Real quick, I wanted to comment. First off, shout out to my girl, Nicole Barnes at Lash House. She's been taking care of me for years. She works at Novak Studios in Fort Worth. And she's the one who's been making my eyelashes look on point. Jeremy has called me a unicorn so many times, and I forget. And I'm like, "What? Why are you calling me a unicorn?" It's because I have purple and pink lashes. And also, Nicole was telling me that somebody came in the other day and was like, "I heard this girl talking about her colored lashes on the podcast. I was wondering if she comes to you." And she was like, "Is it Lacey?" Yeah. So hello to a fellow Novak employee who works out there. My friend Maria made a super funny comment about my lashes, though.
I love this way too much.
So they are a little wild. They're purple and pink, and I don't think that they're super noticeable all the time, but I am surprised how many people have noticed, mm-hmm. including Russ Face, who yesterday told me, if you're going to wear those lashes, maybe you should dress up a little bit more. So that was really nice to hear.
But thanks for the compliment.
But my friend Maria said, how close are we getting to Hunger Games status? Because in the Hunger Games,
yeah, the Capitol, they always do like this outrageous decor and makeup, and
every outfit that Elizabeth Banks wore in the Hunger Games was just outrageous,
with like feather lashes and stuff. You're getting pretty close. Yeah. Lindsay. It's so funny.
Yeah. So I'm somewhere between the Capitol and Met Gala, but just on my eyelashes, I could dress the body, but according to Russ,
you should.
And myself, I'm not at all.
That's so great. Thank you, Maria. I needed that laugh.
All right, well, that's it for today for Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify. There's a whole bunch of other apps that you can check out our podcast on.
Yes, and while you're there, pretty please do us a solid and leave us a rating and a review, because that makes us look good and kind of spreads the word if we have good ratings and stuff. Also, hit us up on our socials. We love hearing from you at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, happy Mother's Day. Everybody enjoy.
Yes.
And keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
I mean, they're hateful, angry, despicable people who are really not important.